Some words in Arabic have two types of plural forms. The first one is called جَمْعُ الْكَثْرَةِ, which is plural for the many. And the second type is جَمْعُ الْقِلَّةِ, which is the plural of the few. And generally, جَمْعُ الْقِلَّةِ for when the group has 10 or fewer items. And جَمْعُ الْكَثْرَةِ if it has more than 10. The problem with that concept is that it is completely absent in English, and simply put, it cannot be translated. So for example, the word شهر means a month, and جمع القلة is أشهر, which means months, and جمع الكثرة is شهور, also means months. So we notice in the Quran, with smaller numbers, the word أشهر is used.
الحج أشهر معلومات فإذا سلخ الأشهر الحرم.
Because they are just a few months, and not referring to all the months of the year. But when Allah refers to all the months of the year, Allah says,
إِنَّ عِدَّةَ الشُّهُورِ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ 12 شَهْرًا.
And for a while you might think, this is not really necessary to translate. It's months in English regardless, so it shouldn't be a problem. However, these types of plurals are used so accurately in the Quran that they can indicate and have underlying meanings that will certainly be lost in translation. Let's look at this word, for example, imra'a, which means a woman, and it has two plurals. Jam'u al-qilla is niswa, and nisa', which is jam'u al-kathra. When Allah wanted to tell us about the women in Surah Yusuf, who spoke about what the wife of the king had done, notice how it is expressed in the Quran.
وَقَالَ نِسْوَةٌ فِي الْمَدِينَةِ مَا بَالُ النِّسْوَةِ اللَّاتِي قَطَّعْنَ أَيْدِيَهُنَّ.
To indicate that they were many, so plural, but not all women in the city, so they were just a few. So yes, the news broke throughout the city, but not all women spoke of it, only a few, whom were invited later by the wife of the king. Now let's see how Allah tells us about the rulings concerning women, all women.
وَآتُوا النِّسَاءَ صَدُقَاتِهِنَّ نِحْلَةً.
Because it concerns all women that fall in that category, and not just a few of them. So the use of جَمْعُ الْقِلَّةِ and جَمْعُ الْكَثْرَةِ has its own indication and meaning in these ayat. Now let's look at another amazing example. This time it concerns the word سُنْبُلَةِ, which means a spike. جَمْعُ الْقِلَّةِ is سُنْبُلَاتِ, and جَمْعُ الْكَثْرَةِ is سنابل. Now let's compare these two ayat.
مثل الذين ينفقون أموالهم في سبيل الله كمثل حبة أنبتت سبع سنابل.
And this ayah.
وقال الملك إني أرى سبع بقرات سمان يأكلهن سبع عجاف وسبع سنبلات.
So the number is the same, سبع سنابل and سبع سنبلات. But the type of plural is different. More importantly, how is it possible that سبع, seven, is used with سنابل, and that is supposed to be a plural form for more than 10? How is that possible? Well, we can observe in the first ayah that it is about those who spend their wealth in the way of Allah, and whose rewards are multiplied. So it was an indication that those who do good will have multiplied rewards, more than just 7. So it was suitable to use جَمْعُ الْكَثْرَةِ, since Allah doubles our حَسَنَات, rewards, and it's not just one for one. But in the second example, it was about the dream that the king of Egypt had when he saw 7 spikes. So it was just suitable to use جَمْعُ الْقِلَّةِ, because it was just indeed 7. So there was no reason to multiply them or make them more than they are. And these were just a couple of examples for the miraculous accuracy for the use of plurals in the Quran, which is usually lost in translation, but not anymore. Thanks for watching. If you want to start your journey with learning the Quran at any level, start right here to know which is the most suitable route for you. Or you could keep learning by clicking on this lesson. Thanks for watching, and I'll see you next time.